Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm so tired of all this talk about jump-starting the nation's economy. Members of Congress are talking. President Obama talks all the time. I'll double exports in 5 years. Talk, talk, talk. That's all that is going on. President Obama hit the road in the Midwest in August, and he said the only thing preventing us from passing these free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama is a refusal of some in Congress to put country ahead of party. That's not the case now, and it wasn't the case in August. The president has been sitting on those three agreements since he was elected. Until the White House sends the bills to Capitol Hill, they cannot be voted on. The bipartisan support in Congress is there if the president will just send them up. It's critical that we get the agreements passed as soon as possible. It's a race and we're losing. Canada and Europe are both moving ahead of us now. Those countries have completed their trade agreements. Our trade agreement with Colombia was negotiated 5 years ago, but never passed. Our farm exports in that country have been in a steady decline since that time. We have lost $700 million in farm exports alone, and in the past 2 years, our share of Colombians' corn, wheat, and soybean market has dropped by 60%. Canadian sales are booming, I might add. Our farm exports are hit with a 30% tariff in Colombia, a 15% tariff in Korea and Panama. Now, if we pass the trade agreements, we'll be entering those countries almost duty-free. That's why Canada and Europe are taking our markets away from us now. So, if the benefits of passing the trade agreements is so obvious, why weren't they passed yesterday? The answer is unions. Unions have been holding the agreements hostage since they were negotiated 5 years ago. And President Obama has not wanted to anger his union base. Well, the pressure has reached the boiling point. We need jobs. We need to get the economy going. Trade is only one means of boosting the economy, but it can no longer be ignored. No more talk. Just get it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and